You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Was made between God and David, through which God promised David and Israel that the Messiah Jesus would come. And from the lineage of David, the tribe of Judah would establish a kingdom that would be everlasting. You know, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of, he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, a lion is the king of the, and he is ferocious. And yet Jesus came as a lamb. Check this out. When he was born, he came as a lamb. And a lamb is innocent. A lamb is one that cannot even protect itself. But when Jesus grew up, Jesus was not the lamb. He became a lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah, able to roar and fight and to destroy all elements of sin and evil. And can I suggest something parenthetically to you? He came after your sin, my sin. That lion of the tribe of Judah began to roar, coming after those who he need to come after, defeating the power of the enemy that was at your doorstep. When you got sick, the lion of the tribe of Judah roared. When your finances are weak, the lion of the tribe of Judah roared. When you don't have a home, the lion of the tribe of Judah roar. Why? Because he's our Alpha and the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning of the end. That's what we have. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah, and that should be a shout in the house of the Lord. We have a guarantee of this promise made, rest solely on God's faithfulness. And it does not depend at all on David or Israel's obedience, because we all fall down. And what the Lord is saying, even when you fall down, you're in a mighty good position to say, Abba, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the Lord began to hear his people. And when the enemy struck and say, but look what Reverend Mathis have done. And look what Sister Smith have done. And look what Brother John has done. Jesus stand up before the Father and say, look at the nail prints in my hand. See my side where they pierced me in my side. My head have prints where they placed thorns upon it. And because of that, the Lord said, paid in full. And when the price is paid in full, the enemy that charged accusations against you, the lion of the tribe of Judah caused the enemy to back up. He roars. He comes after the enemy, and the enemy backs up, because in the Lord's house is many mansions. And the Lord has gone away to prepare a place for you. God has unconditional love for us. The Lord knew us. So God sent Jesus, whose name means Savior. God sent Jesus, whose name means Deliverer. God sent Yahshua HaMashiach, the Son of the Living God, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. And God is pleased with his Son. But can I share with you, you are all children of the Most High God, born and created in the image of God to look just like him. We will never look like the Lord the way we are. But once you shed off this physical body, you will look just like him. You cannot carry this physical body into heaven, because that's why the scripture says we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And what we carry here holds us down. But when we get to look like him, we will be elevated to higher heights in our Lord, our God, and our King. Because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. So in order for me to look like him, I've got to get rid of this physical body in order that I may rise. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up. That tells me a change shall take place in order to be like him. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will they hear from heaven. Anybody heard from heaven today? When you got up this morning, did you hear from heaven this day? When you called upon the name of Jesus, did you hear from heaven today? He got you up this morning. He clothed you in your right mind. He gave you the ability to think. He gave you the ability to walk. He gave you the ability to see. Anybody heard from Jesus today? He put you in a house you didn't build, gave you cars you didn't drive. Anybody heard from Jesus today? He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's our way out of no way, our shelter in a time of storm. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning and the end. He's our rock in a weary land. He's our all in all. He's Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, El Shaddai, Adonai. He's our all in all. Anybody know what I'm talking about? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Now, if you did not know, you now know. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will they hear from heaven. Anybody heard from heaven? I will forgive their sin. Anybody's sin been forgiven? As far as the east is from the west, the Lord says, I will wash away your sin and remember them no more. What kind of God is it that will wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And for that, we are eternally grateful. And that's why we remember what God has said. What a God we serve. Don't see.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the dear. And sure, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, sometimes in this life we're gonna be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. This is what I like about it. But in the word of God, I got an anchor. My soul is anchored. Listen, the billows may roll.